Wilson in Virginia has a question about insulation. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a walk-up attic, and as you walk up to it, it was built in 1973, and as you walk up to the top of it, there's a flooring been put down. It's about 14 feet wide, 7 foot on either side of center. And after you get off the flooring, there's just regular blown-in insulation. I'm wondering if I can take that blown-in insulation and push it up under the floor and add new insulation. After listening to your show for a few times, I realize that I'm way under-insulated, and I need to put some R27 or better up there. And I'm just wondering if I can push that stuff up underneath the flooring, not tight, but just loose, and put new stuff down, or whether I should rip it all out altogether or just lay stuff on top of it altogether.
First of all, Wilson, are you planning on heating this attic, or is this just for storage?
This is when it was originally built, it was just for storage, and that's all it's being used for.
And that's what you're going to continue to use it for?
Use it for storage.
So then we can say that the attic floor is what should be insulated. In other words, you're not going to be using this space above the attic floor except for unheated storage.
Right. There will be nothing upstairs that I have to worry about.
Well, with that being said, how do you know that there's no insulation under the floor section that's there right now?
Well, there is, but it's that blown-in insulation.
Okay.
And it has settled down to about 3 inches on the outside of the floor, so I figured it must be settled down to 2 or 3 inches on the inside, you know, up underneath it. So I didn't know whether I'd be safe to push up what was there up underneath it.
I think you could do some of this. If you could actually reach back in there, you probably could very carefully. But remember, you got wires in there and other things like that. You could cause some damage. I would be more concerned in getting insulation in the areas that were more accessible. I kind of my theory is here, let's get as much insulation as we possibly can in the areas that's practical to do that.
So not try to take a fiberglass bat and slide it underneath?
Definitely not a fiberglass bat. If he may be able to get the blown in. Or you could drill some holes in that floor and get some new blown in and actually blow it in yourself. You can rent those blowers usually from the home centers or from the rental houses.
Okay.
Now, as far as the rest of the area is concerned, generally what you want to do is fill up the space between the floor joist to the top of the joist, and if you have enough blown in to do that, fine. And then add a second set of fiberglass bats perpendicular to the floor joist. So if your floor joists are like 8 inches and you add like another 10-inch fiberglass bat on top of that, you know, now you're going to have maybe 18 inches or so. So times three, you've got yourself like almost 60 R in insulation, which is pretty good.
Okay, because I was planning on getting some of those pink fiberglass rolls and just rolling it out and rolling it that way.
Right.
But
either
I didn't know what to do with the loose stuff.
Either the rolls or the bats. Either are fine. Unfaced.
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 Make sure you wear long sleeves and a dust mask and, safety glasses.
If I want to cover up two-thirds of the floor area also, should I use unfaced? Because
yes.
There's two-thirds of the area that I'm not even using.
Yes, unfaced.
Unfaced all the way.
Yep, unfaced. Because if you put a faced insulation in, you're going to trap moisture on the wrong side one way or the other.
Okay, that's fantastic. You all helped me out a lot.
Unfaced, let it breathe.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Have a great day. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.